Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm taking that name. So excited.
Okay,
she says she probably didn't say anything about your kid love cake. Cause
Ready, Shlomo Tess? Y'all, P. Devar of Akadosh and Mevor, Mamar Akadmain, what you do? We had just learned the Mesillas Yesharim in this previous paragraph. About the obligation of a person to understand what their obligation in the world is. For a person to know what their goal and purpose is. So, Alpi Devar of Akadosh and Mevor, according to his holy words, it is explained, it will be explained, Mamar HaKadmoinim HaYadua, the famous saying of the Kadmoinim, Shekola Inyan Sha'ala V'Ritzoni Yizbarach Livra Yaholam, that the whole concept of that it came into Hashem's will to create the world is the fisher who is baruch mekaratayv, is because Hashem is the source of good. But it's only the hate of the bruv, and someone that is good wants to be able to do good for others. So without a creation, it wasn't possible for Hashem to do good to others. That is what gave Hashem the will to create the world. He says it's very difficult to understand this. If the intent is that people should be able to have pleasure in this world, that's why Hashem wanted to do good, to be able to give people pleasure in this world. This world is the world of troubles. Mala Yisur Mitzar, full of pain and suffering. It's not worth it to create this world for the sake of, or to be in this world for the sake of the pleasures of this world. The pain and the suffering outweighs the pleasures of this world. The pain and the suffering of this world outweighs the pleasures of this world. But the intent definitely is for the true good, which is the greatest pleasure of all the pleasures that can be found. Ramchal says in his Sefer Derech Hashem, since it was Hashem's will to do good to others, so it wasn't enough for Hashem just to give a little bit of good. Hashem wanted to be able to give as much good as creations can receive. And this ultimate good is impossible for a person to grasp only through distancing himself from the for dimyan? No, dimion is something that a person imagines.
Illusion.
Thank you. Illusion. The ultimate good is only possible for someone to grasp, to achieve, only by distancing himself from the pleasures of illusion, which is referenced all the pleasures of this world. All the troubles of this world, they help carry a person to achieve great, the ultimate great pleasure, Shben Adam Yachal Hasik, that is possible for a person to grasp. And even though that according to the words of the Masilas Yisharim, the place for this tanug, the place for this ultimate pleasure, is in the world to come. Nevertheless, this world is the way to achieve this pleasure. Because the source of the pleasure in the world to come, it comes from the pleasure that a person has in this world from serving Hashem. Meaning, according to the pleasure that a person experiences when they serve Hashem, that is the source for the pleasure, his pleasure in the world to come. It is from the koyach of this pleasure of serving Hashem in this world, that is where the pleasure, tremendous pleasure in the world to come, is drawn from.
What do you need the world to come from? What do you need that for?
Just it's, whatever we have here is just a drop in the sea according to what we'll have there. He says it's the source, it's the root. Ubimiyuchad, specifically, Menatanago, Eloi, Shesh, the Yehudim, Avodas Hashem, Shabbos, Kodesh. Specifically, the lofty pleasure that a Jew has from his Avodah on Shabbos. Quash, Pirishud, Abusaino, Agdash, Mishchusim, Yehudim, Aleinu, Vavama Chazal, as our Rebbe's, Mishchusim, Aleinu, explain the words of Chazal, Shabbos, Me'eno, the Mabba. Chazal say that Shabbos is a taste of the world to come. Perish, so they use the, instead of the word me'en, which usually means taste, they say that it means mayon. Mayon is a spring. Perish hu amayon, Shabbos is the spring. Shememenu yoyred v'nishba shefa oylem abo, l'sanegel Hashem. It is the spring that from there flows the flow of oylem abo to take pleasure in Hashem. That is the source. Shabbos is the source from where the tanug of oylem abo springs forward. This is according to what is written in the Sforim HaGadoshim, Kishodeshim, Mekor, Esha, Gehenim. They say the root and the source of the fire of Gehenim, that comes from the fire of Taiva that a person has in this world. The heat of desire, that is the source of the fire of Gehenim. For each individual person's Gehenim depends on their fire of Taiva in this world. And we know that whatever that Hashem's good measure is much greater than the measure of punishing. So, Hashem, it is from that lofty pleasure that a person has from serving Hashem. From that is created the tremendous pleasure in Gan Eden. He heard that it was announced in heaven, that someone who observes Shabbos properly. If the person doesn't try to feel a lofty pleasure in Shabbos. So then, it will be similar to him after he passes away. He'll have his chedek in Gan Eden. But he'll be sitting on a bench in Gan Eden and he won't feel anything.
Sit here in my house in Shabbos and say, please let me feel lofty holiness, and if
no.
It doesn't come to me, I've done my Shabbos.
No, he said it means somebody has to try to achieve.
I understand, but what if it doesn't come to me? I've done my Shabbos, so I'm good.
That's what he said. Yeah, that's what he says. Somebody doesn't try.
As long as I'm
proud. Yeah, I can tell you that if you try, you'll get it. Yeah.
Just come here on Shabbos morning, hear the Rav's drasha, you'll feel, you'll be there.
I'm not sure you're here to your Shabbos if you're diamond anywhere else.
Cha-ching! Is there anywhere else?
I'll send them out. I should have shut the recorder before I said that.
Live and learn.
I'll send him out. And this is said in the Zemiras of Koyach Sof Nayam Shabbos. Right? Just singing that the Zemra of Koyach Sof Nayam Shabbos could do the job. Yeah. it's a song that meaning Hashem, I yearn the sweetness of Shabbos. So it says, Hashabbos Nayam on Hashabbos. Shabbos is the sweetness of the neshamas, Shvi, and the seventh day, Oineg Ruchais is the pleasure of the spirit, Ve'eden Anefashais, and the pleasure of the Nefesh. This is all, if you learn Siddur Shal Shabbos, we know what this all means, right? The sweetness of the neshama, and the pleasure of the Ruach, and the Eden Anefashais. Hanashamais Aruchas, Vanefashais, Yinikosam, Hume, Atanak, Sheshtam, Avodas Hashem, Shabbos Kodesh. The Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama are nurtured from the pleasure that they have from serving Hashem on Shabbos. The Nefesh is from the Chulent. And the Ruach, as we learned, the Ruach is from learning Torah and davening. And the Neshama.
What about the Zemiros? What about Zemiros? Which one does that feed? The Zemiros we do with Shal Shudas, all the Zemiros we sing with Shabbos.
That's the Ruach. Yeah. And the Neshama, no, I'm sorry, Neshama is davening. So, no, it's probably Neshama. The Zemiros is probably Neshama.
What would Ruach be?
Ruach is Torah.
Oh, Torah.
Chalut, Torah.
That's
Nefesh. That's Nefesh.
Yeah,
that's Nefesh. No, it's Shasma is at the same. While you're drinking, it's a nefesh. Afterwards, it's a neshama. Afterwards, it's the ruach, probably. That's why they're called spirits.
Yeah, but they don't know what true spirits are. They don't want spiritual shabbos. They don't want true spirits.
Yes, the Hesavite. We can add more. Even though, according to the words of the Ramchal, a person was only created to serve, in the Mesillas Yesharim, the Ramchal said that a person was only created to take pleasure in Hashem and to bask in the glory of his Shechinah. So, welcome out, Yidinu by the Mabah. Right, so, the place for that pleasure would be in the Mabah. But according to what we have accepted from the Holy of Holies, the Baal Shem Tov, and his disciples from generation to generation, the place for this pleasure is also in this world. As it is known that the Baal Shem Tov and his Talmidim have planted this Tanuk, this tremendous pleasure of Avodas Hashem, it be Yichud Shabbos Kodesh, specifically the pleasure of Shabbos Kodesh in this world. Ad ki nichsufa v'gam kolsa navsham migoy latanik, to the point that their soul yearned and almost expired from the great pleasure that they experienced from Avodas Hashem. The Gil Bchinas Kloisa Nefesh, they reached this concept of expiration of the soul, of Espashtas Agashmias, to the point that they didn't even feel that they were their physicality. The Tanug HaNoziv HaShchina, from the pleasure of basking in the glory of the Shchina. Vapishi Tosam, and according to their opinion, the obligation of a person in this world is to achieve this pleasure, not only in the world to come, but also in this world. Mechel Zlotcher, who was a Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, used to seclude himself Shal Shittes time, where he used to contemplate the Galdus Abayre, whatever, in his tremendous level. And he would appoint his Gabbai that at a certain time he should come and shake him.
Bring him back.
So they say every Shabbos afternoon, Shabbos time, the same thing. You would go into this trance and it was evident that he wasn't feeling or knowing what was going on around him. And the Gabbai would come over to him at a certain time and shake him. Until that one fateful Shal Shudas time that the Gabbai got busy and forgot. He expired. The literal died on Shal Shudas time.
I've had experiences in the middle of a zemmer, so I'm just feeling very look at it. You kind of blank out. I feel like I'm in a trance. Seriously, yeah. Like I have my eyes closed, but it's nothing but brightness, and it's like I'm not there. It's geschmack. I'm just sure it's just a tiny taste of it.
Tiny taste. Yeah. Yes, lichol kavana zois v'hod amr chazal, and we can include this kavana in what Chazal say, ki avim miftir rabbanon beit avami, when the rabbanon used to when they used to leave the beis medrash of Ravami, they would bless him and tell him, lamucha tira b'chayecha, you should see your world in your lifetime. Habracha shebirchu zelozeh. And this is the bracha that used to bless each other. So this bracha used to bless each other. He called Gol Avodas Hashem. This is a tremendous rule in Avodas Hashem. She'im ki makam atanegu by the Baba. Even though the place for ultimate pleasure is in the world to come, al titchazayis. Don't push it off until then. El yishtalu lido esalamcha anitzchi b'chayecha. You should try to see your eternal world in your lifetime. To feel this lofty pleasure even now in your lifetime. While you're still on this world, a person has the ability to fulfill their obligation in their world, which is to reach this pleasure. And we can now understand what the Lechavitcher said to somebody who asked him. Somebody asked him, "What is Chassidus?" And he answered him, "Chassidus is Olam Hazeh. Chassidus is Olam Hazeh. Chassidus is this world." So, what do you mean to say? That he meant to say that. What the Baal Shem Tov and his disciples wanted to accomplish was that a person should feel that pleasure of godliness. Ali Nadam Abab Nadam Hazaz. Say that the Baditchavi used to say, and the Sechnas in the Doran doesn't have Rashi. The Sechnas in the Doran has Ran. Ran is the beauty of the Ran in the Doran is he asks all the kashas that a person would ask, and beautiful. It's, the Ran is just a great geshmak limit. So the Baditchavi was learning the Sechnas in the Doran with Ran. He said. He said, does a person get Olam Haba for learning Ran and Nedarim? That itself was the schar. That itself was the schar. Yep. Emesis is true. Somebody who lives a Torah lifestyle, just without getting into all these lofty pleasures, and that somebody who lives the Torah lifestyle and doesn't, and he.
The Puerto Rican women suicide rate is like 25%.
Young girls.
I was talking to a Puerto Rican guy. He told me 70 years ago, I worked with a Puerto Rican girl go out with a boy because he was a chaperone. Now they get pregnant, the guy leaves, and he's got a kid. They had tremendous high school success. Years ago, they were mocked at the and they didn't have these problems.
So somebody who is able to live a Torah lifestyle and is able to, it doesn't get involved in all the garbage of this world, the drugs and the alcohol and the
internet,
yeah, whatever, and all the different.
The secular world is a very miserable world.
Yeah. That itself is that's Adam Haza. Not even going to Adam Haza. It's Adam Haza. Seems like it's Enoch, it's from the children. It's just... Yeah. The after of was once sitting in by a suda or tish, whatever it was, and the yid came into him and started crying that he was sentenced to, there was some kind of libel brought against him, and he was sentenced to death. And the rabbi should daven for him. So the after of turned to his son, his name was Ichimaya. What do you think about this whole, about my whole, the whole courtyard, the whole chatzar? We have the after all had a malchus. It was like a kingdom. He said the after all said to him, "Do you think I deserve this all?" And of course, his son didn't answer. So he said, "I'll tell you what it is. So Hashem is paying me all my reward in this world." Because I'm one of those that Hashem gives them all the reward in this world because they don't deserve any of them. So I get all my reward in this world. So he said, "What is all this worth to me if a yid is put to death? The whole thing is worthless to me." Says Rabbeinu Shlomo, "If you want to give me the reward in this world, then this guy being put to death is damaging the whole thing." The person was Nitzel. The person was sick.
Wow.
The son has to mow every Thursday.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see another paragraph. Yeah. Now the bottom of the Mekana Echo. The Mahodi Yisav is far from Magdashim. these words come together with that is brought in this form, that we should call Tarya Gam Mitzvah, Sinem Tarya Eitzes, Lagia, Lekayim, Voy Sidbak. That the Taryag mitzvahs, the 613 mitzvahs, are 613 tactics to reach the Pasuk Boy Sidvak, to connect to Hashem. Because this is the obligation and the goal of every Jew in their lifetime, that they should become connected to Hashem, and to take pleasure in Hashem. And all Torah and mitzvahs are tactics how to reach this, to fulfill one's obligation in his world.
You have to show us paragraph of a con.
He knows, like, he knows.
Oh, you saw what I'm saying?
Ve'ein inyan hadveikis v'hargoshas ha'tanig ha'eloyi v'chinis gedolas atam avakish. This concept of connection and feeling this lofty pleasure is not considered looking for things that are greater than we are. Right? Somebody would think, okay, you know, this is all very lofty levels and I'm not there yet. So no, this is not something that is greater, that you're not asking for something that is above and beyond what a person is at. This is the obligation of every single Jew in their lifetime. It is only when he is found in a physical body and with an animalistic soul, only then can he elevate himself and connect to Hashem through purifying himself through Torah and the 613 mitzvahs that bring a person to his goal and his purpose. That is how the Ramchal explains the mitzvahs. The Master, blessed be He, has placed power in the actions of man to awaken the upper roots, that they should be able to draw the light of Hashem's holiness and the light of His goodness. However, the true goodness is the only connection to Hashem. And just like the mitzvahs are the ones that draw Hashem's kedusha and the light of His goodness, they also are the medium that a person will achieve the true goodness, which is connection to Hashem.
Why is he writing this song like that?
It's a quotation. It's quoted from
the... There we go. Ah, yes.
Huh?
This is the end quote.